I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, before we get started, I just wanted to congratulate the BUHS boys football team on a historic season. We are so proud of you. Well, I'm not the weatherman, but I'm hoping this news turns into reality. A mid-level ridge over the Bering Sea and a downstream trough in the North Pacific increases the likelihood that atmospheric river events will continue affecting the Northwest and expand southward to Central California by December 20th and to the Southern California area by December 26th. It does include flooding risks and heavy precipitation. It also increases the chance 40 to 60% for heavy snow designated in the Cascades and most of the Sierra Nevada, December 20th to the 26th. So our fingers crossed, we know that we definitely need more precipitation in our mountains. Well, Northern Inyo Healthcare District acknowledges that the members of the AFSCME Local 315 have voted in favor of the proposed agreement negotiated through recent mediation. This vote formally averts the previous announced unfair labor practice strike and concludes the related charge before the Public Employment Relations Board. The district appreciates the union participation throughout this process and recognizes the significance of this step toward restoring stability for patients, staff, and the community. NIHD also extends its gratitude to all employees who continued supporting patient care during this period of uncertainty. Our foremost responsibility is to ensure safe, consistent care for those who rely on us, said NIHD Chief Executive Officer Kristen Wallace. The union members' vote is an encouraging development for the entire region. We are grateful for the progress made through mediation and look forward to completing the final steps so that our team can continue focusing on the patients we proudly serve. There's more to this article, and there is also a follow-up from the perspective of the union, AFSCME. They are on our website at sierrawave.net. Inyo County has released its first ever drought resilience plan, known as the DRP, a comprehensive roadmap to define local water supplies, analyze risk, and prepare for future droughts. This plan, viewable on the website of the county, and public comments are accepted until January 31st, 2026. The DRP outlines how the county, its drought and water shortages task force, our partnering agencies will work together to address water supply vulnerabilities for domestic wells, state small water systems, and spring-fed systems. It also outlines response for mitigation strategies and identifies the tools needed for implementation. Lastly, it serves as a reference document for planning and future updates. The plan was developed in response to Senate Bill 552, otherwise known as SB 552, which was signed into law in 2021, requiring counties to proactively plan for drought. Funding and technical support for the plan was provided by California Department of Water Resources. Inyo County's Office of Emergency Management will lead implementation of the plan, working closely with the County Water Department and the County Environmental Health Department, said Lisa Cox, Emergency Services Manager for Inyo County. After the final draft is approved and adopted by the Board of Supervisors, the final document will be posted online and announced. You can go to our website at sierrawave.net to view the plan. If you have a comment on the plan, submit an email to inyoehd@inyocounty.us with the subject line, Drought Resilience Plan Public Comment, by 11:59 p.m. on Saturday, January 31st, 2026. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook for even more news at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. But most of all, thanks for listening.